That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Hello and welcome. This is Sharon Lynn Wyatt sitting in for Elizabeth Joyce, who is busy and in demand and not able to make it tonight. So I was so honored when she called and asked if I would take her slot. And I'm just so pleased that you've called in to join us. You know, this is a very interesting year that we're coming into. It's one that's really going to demand the best of flexibility and the best of patience for all of us. As I watched different people having different conversations, I started thinking to myself, this is not the year to be too opinionated. It's not the year to think that our opinion is right because it happens to be ours, even though it, you know, we consider it right or we wouldn't be having it. But it's really a year to think about it and say, why do we want everybody else's opinion to match ours? Why is that even necessary? Isn't variety the spice of life? And isn't it great that everybody can have their own opinion? And if you come at life from the direction of it's okay that somebody else has a different opinion than I do, then you will make it through the year of 2021 a whole lot smoother than those who are saying, no, everybody's got to agree with what I think. Because this is a year of flexibility. As my numerologist friends would tell you, it's a year of five. The 5 year is a year of change. And boy, are we going to see change this year. When I have been looking at the name readings that I have been doing just in this last couple of weeks, it's like so much is happening in their name for this lifetime. In this year, people are moving to new places. People are getting new friends. People are getting rid of a lot of their belongings that are tying them down. They're becoming a lot more mobile. It's like a cleaning out, cleansing out type of period. People are deciding who's staying with them and who's not, and which relationships are too much work and which ones are really fabulous, you know, and which ones we definitely want to keep. It's just a most interesting year, to say the least. And I'm wanting to take call-ins. You can call 888-627-6008. And that way I can get your name. You can give it to our wonderful producer and that where you're from, and then I'll call on you on air. And just so that Don knows, right now I'm not seeing anything, even though I know he told me that the lines were pretty full. Okay? And then he might have been going back and making sure he's got everybody's name spelled correctly. Anyway, this is a year that as we progress through it, it actually looks better. The heaviest part of the year happens right now at the very beginning of the year. It's like we're cleaning out and clearing out that old energy of 2020, but we're kind of stuck in it a little bit, okay? And then as we move through the year, it gets lighter and it gets lighter, and yet there's like little bumps in the road. You know when you drive through some roads, it's nice and flat, and other roads have speed bumps? Well, 2021 has speed bumps all the way through it. They're not huge hurdles. They're speed bumps. And what happens is when you get a speed bump, it's saying, slow down, rethink, think again, see if you want to change anything, you need more details on anything. It's like, what's happening now? Okay? And so if you look at your slow down speed bump time periods as simply a chance to rethink and reconsider, then it'll not get to you as much as if you think, oh my gosh, here's one more thing that's going wrong. Instead, with the names that I've been reading this past month, it really looks like this is a fabulous year for opportunities. Speed bumps is what I was talking about that's coming this year. It's like February is kind of tough. March has a lot of speed bumps. Then they kind of disappear with very few until we get to September, according to most names I've been reading. In September, we get a few more speed bumps. October's got speed bumps. And then it kind of levels out again. And so this is a fabulous year for opportunities for growth. When I'm looking at individuals' names, it's like go after your dreams. If you realize how powerful your thoughts are, you would never think a negative thought again. And that's going to be the challenge of this entire year, is stay positive, keep looking at everything as an opportunity for growth, and go for it, because this energy of this year is actually really wonderful. Okay, I'm starting for calls, Don. Steve is the first one from Wisconsin. Steve, welcome to Let's
Hi,
Find
Sharon,
Out.
How are you?
Hey, we're all doing great. What can I do for you?
Well, you want to tell me what my name says I'm going to happen to me this year?
Yeah, it's like you get discovered this year. It's like you have been working really, really hard in the backwoods and the backwaters and the like, keep trying to tread, and it's like your oars have been working incredibly hard. But this year, you're going to get to a place where you get to coast a little bit. More people hear about you. More people hear about your work. More people are ready for what you do, which is what the really exciting part is. And it's like as of April, your stuff just starts growing. So this is a very good year for you. You know, you've done your rowing, you've rowed uphill, you've rowed where it's solid, and as of April, you're getting into that waterfall where you're just going to go whoosh and just go for it.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's time, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I think so,
thank
too.
You
can
that.
Look forward to a really good year.
All right. Thank you, Sharon.
You're welcome, Steve. Okay.
Have a good night.
You too. Barbara, it's from New Jersey. It's your turn.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Barbara.
Yeah, I remember.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering what would be happening, I guess, based on my name for this year, whether it be employment-related or financial.
Okay, you want me to look at both those, and yet your name is screaming it's all relationship this year. Okay?
Okay.
It's all relationship this year. It's all about who you want to keep in your life, who you don't want to keep in your life. You're going to hit some speed bumps with different people in your world, and you're going to think, I thought this was my friend. I thought this person had my back. I thought this whatever. And then you're going to be surprised at who does have your back and who's coming into your world. It's like you're trading out some of the people in your world that have given you heartaches in the past. And you're trading them in for people that are just fabulous. It's a relationship year. Financially, you have a lot of opportunities, but it's like, which ones are you going to take and which ones are going to work for you? And so it's almost like you've got to keep your fingers in all these different pots. And so, because you don't know which one's going to really take off. And be careful about anybody who dangles a carrot in front of you. Make sure that carrot has something backing it up. Because you're going to be given some things that sound wonderful, and yet there's nothing really behind it. So it's in work-wise, it's kind of like keep a finger in everything, but don't make a permanent decision till toward the end of the year, because you're real folks. The end of 2021, then you'll know which ones are going to really pop up for you, which ones aren't. Okay.
Right, okay.
But it's really a year of relationships and. And you'll just be surprised who all of a sudden explodes on you for no reason. And you go, where did this come from? And you just need to know that it's okay to, through attrition, to move some people out of your life because you're making room for others to come in that are wanting to come in this year.
Okay. Would it be basically the, what is it, the personal relationships or work relationships? It's person over.
I'm getting it's all relationships. You're just going to have surprise after surprise. And things are going to come out about the relationships and about the people around you. And you're going to think, oh, my gosh, I couldn't be any more surprised than today. And then next month, something else will come out about somebody else.
Okay. All right.
It's all about relationships. And for your work, just keep your fingers involved in things. Don't get overcommitted this year. That's your real challenge.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's actually a good year, Barbara. I know it sounds kind of weird, but it actually ends up being a really good year.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jawan, you are up next from Michigan, it looks like. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
How are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
Hey, doing great. It's just cold.
Oh, yes, it is cold. Okay, so you want to know what's happening for you this year?
I do.
This is a year of decisions. It's you have brilliance in your name all the way through. And it's like every time you start having fun, it's like something happens with work or you're needed or you've got to have somebody's back. And it's going to be a go stop year. Go stop, go stop, go stop. It's kind of like I'm getting this done that's needed from me, or I've made a commitment to somebody. And the minute I get done and I start having fun again, you're not having fun very long before somebody else needs you. So it's really a year for you to decide where do you want to give up your own amount of fun and your own power of authority over you, and where do you want to give it away to somebody else because you care about them.
Mm.
Does that make sense, what's coming?
It does. It does.
Yeah, and it's just like a whole year of that. And all I want to say to you is it's okay to say no because you got to take care of you. Or it's okay to give limits to, I'm willing to do this, but no more for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and make it really well defined before you ever start. So when you go to quit and they go, oh, but if you just, and you go, this was our agreement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's okay. And then tell people it's okay to be grateful for what I did give you. You know, don't get greedy here. Okay?
Okay, so, do you see me being able to buy a house this year?
It's an excellent year to buy a house, but I don't see it until at least April.
Okay.
Okay. You could start looking in March and find it in March and not close until April, but I wouldn't even bother looking in February.
Okay.
Okay. The window doesn't open until March to even look.
Wonderful.
And then you're going to find March and April are really good to you. Okay.
I accept. Okay. Yep.
You have a great year. Thank you for calling in.
All righty, you do the same.
Thank you. Jennifer from Texas, how are you?
Hey, Ms. Sharon. I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm always good. You know, every time I get nervous or I go, oh, my God, look what's happening in the world, I just have to meditate, recenter myself, and then I go, oh, yeah, I'm getting it. I'm getting it. We're okay. You know, it's just bumpy.
Wow. Yeah.
And so I wonder how everybody else is doing. I think, if I'm every once in a while thrown off and I can tap in, I just feel for people that don't have a meditation practice. But anyway, are you ready to know how this year's going for you?
Yes, ma'am. I sure am.
It's like you're getting closer to relatives this year. It's like kids.
Okay.
You're getting closer with kids. Stuff is happening, and people want to get closer. They want to share more with you. They want more of your time this year. It also looks like you're going to be reorganizing things for different people. Okay? So have you ever thought about offering your services just as an organizer?
No, I haven't.
And actually,
I feel like I need to hire one for myself.
In actuality, you'd be able to do that for others because you could walk into a space and you could feel how the walls are coming in on you or how it doesn't quite feel it needs more room or whatever. And so you could give you could give suggestions. We don't ever give advice because we don't add advice to somebody's life. But you could give suggestions on what they could do to, you know, feel more spacious in a room. Because this whole year for you is all about finding your own space. It is literally about getting your space where you want it, and at the same time being able to go into different people's spaces and feeling absolutely at home and helping them get their space where they want it. And it's getting closer with family members. But family's going to challenge you all year. You're going to end up closer with them, but they're going to challenge you all year. Just be aware.
Oh, great. That's not what I was hoping you would say, but that's okay. I'm glad to know. Good for the heads up, for sure.
Yeah, but they end up, when they challenge you, your whole thing this year, Jennifer, is just to say, that's an interesting point of view. I'm glad you shared it with me. Thank you. Did you notice you didn't give any of your own opinion back? You just go, that's an interesting
point of view. Okay, that's a great way of looking at it. I can certainly do that, for sure.
Right, and that'll smooth everything out, because it's like everybody's going to look and see, where are your buttons? And when they don't push any, because you don't offer your own opinion back, everybody's going to say, ooh, I really like being around her. And therefore, you're going to build closer and closer relationships. And it's literally because you're not sharing your opinion. And then eventually, toward the end of the year, November, December, I see the same relatives that didn't want your opinion all year now asking for it.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's going to be interesting, too. Do you see anything with travel this year? Speaking of walls closing in, I feel like they're closing in on me.
They are.
I need to get out and travel.
And I wish. March, it's safe to travel. April, it's safe to travel. May and June, only if you're traveling close to home. I wouldn't travel in the fall.
Okay, good to know. Thank you so much, Sharon. This has been helpful. I truly appreciate it. Thank you. It's so good to hear your voice, too.
Oh, same here. Take care. Okay, Daphne.
That's Sharon.
Hi. So, is that the same thing?
Sorry.
You want to know what your year is going to be like?
Yeah, just what's on the forecast for me this year. If there's any new beginnings or anything, I'm open.
Yeah, but your really new beginnings don't start until April, okay? And they may start toward the end of April instead of the beginning. So don't go, oh, it's April 1st. Be here.
April fools me.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like it's more toward the end of April. You know, in your name, it says that you don't always feel like you fit in, okay? And this year, it's going to be finding where you do feel where you fit in. Isn't that interesting?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's interesting. Is that like moving to where I fit in? Huh?
Yes. I was just going to say, are you planning on moving? Because it looks like you move.
Like I'm moving this year?
It looks like that would be a wise thing to do.
Huh.
To go ahead and move. And wherever it is that you're deciding where to move, I would pick a state, or at the very minimum, a city that starts with the same first vowel that's in your name, or a compatible vowel. Okay? And you can get that information free on my website for knowthename.com. It's under one of the blogs. Okay?
Okay.
But you want to move to a state that is agreeable to you. And then you want to move to a city that's compatible with you. And therefore, other people that are there, you'll find, will also be more compatible with you. Okay? And you have a really generous heart. So I would look for a state that's got a compatible first vowel, and a city that has the last letter the same as yours in your name, if you want to fit in. That's your easiest way of fitting into finding the same people that will jive with you when you're in that new place.
Okay.
Okay?
But do I have to move this year, or is that?
No, you don't have to, but it's like if you don't do it this year, you won't do it for what? Hold on. It looks like for 2 years. And it's okay. It's all called free will choice. It's like you've got a desire to fit in, and it's your whole year is about fitting in. So you can do it where you're at. It won't be as easy, or you can move and make it easier for yourself. But it's totally up to you. You don't have to move.
Okay. Are there any new other things on the forecast for me?
Hold on. Let me look. This is really interesting. It's like It's like you're going to have some different work opportunities, but it looks like they come in September. Okay, so that's new for you that's coming this year. This is really like a quiet, introverted year for you. It's more of a self-reflection year. I think you started that last year, and it just carries over till this year. And then it's kind of like you give yourself freedom during the summer, but then you come back in again during the fall.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's just a different kind of year for you. And I think you're going to start going in one direction, and then it's like something's going to happen or a piece of information is going to come, and it's like you abruptly stop, make a left-hand turn, and then go, okay, I think I'm going to go this way. And then something else happens. You go, oh, no, going the wrong direction. I think I'm going to stop and go in this way over here. You know, so it's just it starts and stops. It's really finding where you want to be. But it's really a year of figuring out where you're fitting in. That's the whole year for you. Where do I fit in?
Huh. Okay. Now I want to do a full reading with you. I've done one before, but now I'm just kind of like, okay, I feel like there's some holes there now.
Well, there's a lot of hope. It's not a bad year. It's a year where you find where you're going to be the happiest. Okay?
Okay.
And if you want to do a reading, the easiest way is just to go to knowthename.com, go to the services page, and then start at the top in the big red letters that say start here, and then you can schedule yourself and fill in the information that I need. It's the easiest way.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Amber from Ohio. Amber, welcome.
Hi.
Hi. You want to know what's happening for you this year?
I do.
This is your year, Amber. This is your year where things just get better as we get into the year, and it's like you get more physical affection. It's like that would be nice for you. Okay? And it's just, it's coming this year. This is actually a very good year for you. Isn't that nice to know?
Yes.
My suggestion for you, Amber, is to literally write a list of I wants. I want this, I want that, I want that, da, 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 right? Have a list of everything you desire. Because in this year, you're going to get some of those things off that bucket list. So make your list. And then every time you get nervous, every time you go, oh, my God, I didn't like that news, I got some emotion coming up, okay? Every time you feel emotion coming up, start saying what you want on your list. Because emotion causes your list to manifest faster. If you just think it, or even if you just say it, it doesn't happen as fast as if you got emotion behind it. I used to do that with my kids. When they would get mad, not often at me, but when they would get mad at me, I'd say, don't waste that energy on me. Where's your list? And we had them all pinned in the bathroom. And they'd go grab their list, and I'd go, read it. And about second or third time through the list, that all their emotion was gone. And I go, now that's creating, you know, and then they got to watch how those things on their list manifested. So then I would say to them, okay, now what did you want to talk about? You know, and in the meantime, I'm not dealing with their anger either. But it's like you're going to have opportunity this year to have something happen, whether it's external of you, okay, but it's just going to hit you a little bit like, that didn't make me feel comfortable. And take that emotion and read your list. Because this is your year of manifesting the beginning of your dreams. It's like you saved the best for last. How else do I want to say that? And this is the second half of your life is better than the first half. And it starts now. Well, it starts in end of March. Okay? So get your list ready. Help the universe help you create it. And you can do it by every time you feel a strong emotion, go read your list out loud. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a good year for you. I wouldn't be surprised if you meet some people that you are just really fond of this year.
Okay.
And isn't that nice? Because I always say the quality of our life is comparable to the quality of our relationships.
Right.
So you got a good year coming. Okay? Just got to get through February. January's ant. February's worse. Starting in March, it gets better. And then it just keeps getting better. And you start getting what you want. Okay?
Okay. What do you think about my work? What do you see about as far as me working?
I think you're going to get more of the same right now. I don't see changes so much. Unless I did a deep dive, Amber, just from looking at your name, I don't see the changes. Okay?
Okay.
I think you're just going to be happy to survive this year and work because you're getting other dreams is going to come true first. Now, if you want to change some of the work, then put it down on your bucket list and put some energy behind it so that the universe can help you. Because if not, it just looks like you're steady and steady. You know, you're there and you're just steady. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Jill from Massachusetts, you're up. What would you like to know?
What do you see happening for me this year?
Jill, are you a writer? Are you writing things?
Well, I probably should be. I do.
You do what?
I do. Well, I take notes on stuff, but I haven't exactly started getting in, writing down my thoughts.
Well, I think this is a year for you to write. It's a year for you to take some alone time for yourself. It's a year for you to really get centered in yourself and to write. You have a lot of things that you can share with other people. Okay. And that can help them. I think this is a year for you to get your thoughts out. Whether you start a blog and then just start having people sign up to it, whether you put a few lines on a social media site and then say for more for the end or whatever, go here and get people used to going to your blog and then just having people sign up that, hey, when you write something, they want to know. I think this is the year for you to get your thoughts out there. You got a lot of good thoughts that'll help a lot of people feel better about themselves.
Okay. Do you see me moving at all?
I don't. I think there's some, maybe I'd be better off somewhere else, but I don't see it. Now, you can always use free will. If it's not in your name, it simply says that it wasn't pre-planned before you got here. Okay?
Okay.
It doesn't say you can't do it. It just says it wasn't pre-planned.
Okay. Anything else I should know?
Well, I don't want to shit on you. That doesn't even sound nice. If you were to move, Jill, where do you think you'd want to go?
I had debated before about maybe going down to North Carolina around Asheville.
It'd be okay, but I don't think it would be all that much different from where you're at.
Okay.
All right. I think it's a place for you to visit, not necessarily live, but come down and check it out and then make your decision. Okay.
All right. Yep.
Because I think you're actually happy where you are. You're just a little bit bored. And I think when you start writing and you start pulling in different people that are asking you questions, you'll be just fine where you're at. It's almost like I need to move to get out of the boredom. And I'm saying, no, you need to write and help other people more. And get to them that way, and you'll get out of the boredom. You don't need to move to do it. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. You've got a good year. Don't worry about it. It's going to happen for you. Okay?
All right. Yep. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Jill. We have got a short break that's coming up that Elizabeth likes to do in the middle of her show. And when we come back, those of you that are holding online, I will get to you. So please stay tuned for our short break.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of January 25th through January 31st, 2021. We're about to close out the first month of the new year and the new decade. The sun keeps shining its light on issues dredged up by last week's struggles and upsets. By hitting on the same issues previously scorched by Mars, only this time by the backstage energy and more emotionally detached sign of Aquarius. Be quiet on Monday morning and tend to do your humble tasks and meditation until the moon moves into nurturing Cancer around 11 a.m.
And then cook for yourself and your dear ones
a wonderful, enjoyable family dinner. On Tuesday morning, the sun squares Uranus, and that means that your neat schedule can be disrupted. Or it may simply be that you need to step out of your routine in the morning because Mercury is slowing down to turn retrograde in Aquarius on Saturday, January 30th. So tend to phone calls or any details that you need to put into place during Mercury retrograde. Take care of it now so it won't snafu on you. Mars squares Aquarius before conjuncting Jupiter on Thursday morning. The upcoming full moon in Leo on January 29th at 10 degrees just plain wants to have some fun. They're tired a little bit of all this heaviness that's been going around. However, there are plenty of challenges under this full moon, as well as the upcoming February new moon. This full moon is fighting for its right to party and stand up to all the heavy drama that's been going down in Aquarius to Taurus. By creating a T-square with Mars, Uranus, Saturn, and the Sun, and as well as with Jupiter. Meanwhile, the conjunction of Venus and Pluto serves a kind of planetary club, you know, the gathering club. It's striving to regain a semblance of order through institutional leadership and diplomacy. This energy proves to be difficult, with the stark changes of government and embers of hate still hanging around. It seems like too fast and too soon. It would be a good time to practice flexibility and adaptability. And Leo is about keeping your heart open or helping others open their heart. Aquarius needs to detach from the drama of the world, yet hold a higher vision, a higher ideal for all the people in the world. At the same time, the full moon is challenging a third direction with impatient Mars and electrical blow-up stuff Uranus. Be open to a new way of thinking and avoid tendencies to act like it's my way or the highway. Watch the part of you that wants to check out and get a sailboat and go out to some island in the Atlantic Ocean versus the part of you that has to pay bills and meet other responsibilities. Most of 2021 will ask you to figure out the balance between those extremes. Venus aligns with Pluto in Capricorn this week. This will help you transform your value system, establish boundaries in relationships, decide which relationship you are committed to and which ones you're not, and also get serious about your finances in the long run. Time to start your income tax return. Peace is restored on the weekend when Mars enters the sign of no-nonsense nursemaid Virgo, sending out some healing energies between Mars, Uranus, and Pluto. Mercury goes retrograde in Aquarius on Saturday, January 30th, until February 20th. Mercury's retrograde motion on Saturday is taking time out to reflect upon the new and review your tensions and sudden changes over the past 3 weeks. There's been a lot to absorb. Need to go over it and adjust ourselves to everything that's coming, all the new stuff. Take care of your computer. Learn new software, reconnect with friends who fell by the wayside last year, and make a general plan to bring more freedom into your life over the coming year. This moon will be in Virgo January 30th and 31st, so put tangible effort into your to-do list as January comes to a close. There is abundance of Aquarius energy ahead for the month of February. The high road is to open to new ideals, create with a win-win environment, and plan to explore new methods and new ideas. The low side is to have the attitude of my way or the highway, which will delay the inevitable changes that are coming into your life and everyone's life this year. See if you can flow with it. Take a deep breath and don't push things away and become hard-hearted or judgmental. Just relax and let yourself go with the flow. Yes, there's a lot of things that we don't like that's going on. There's a lot of things that are upsetting. But just watch and wait and know that you're with the light. You're a light worker. You work for the chairman of the board. And you're always protected and always guided. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with my guest host, Sharon Wyeth. Thank you, Sharon.
This is Sharon Wyeth, guest hosting for Elizabeth Joyce. And bless her heart, she's always had a problem with my name. As I said, she's very busy tonight, and that's why she's not here. And I was so honored that she called me and asked if I could step in for her. So I'm going back to the phone calls. And Jill from Colorado, it is your turn. Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Hi, Sharon. I'm so glad to talk to you.
You want to know what this year's about, Jill?
Yes, please share what this year is about for me.
Okay, it's about for you remembering that when the universe creates a vacuum, that the universe always wants to fill it with something, okay? So it's like different vacuums are going to be created this year in your life, and you get to fill it with what you want. So it's easier for the universe to know what to fill that space with if you've already given it a list ahead of time, okay? So some of the things you've already started in 2020 will come into fruition and bring more open doors for you. Other things you're going to find are like a sine wave. They go up and they go down and they go up and they go down. And you'll be worried about the different people who are affected by this sine wave that you've loved and held dearly for a long time. And so you're just going to have to like ride the waves, okay? And just know that every vacuum that's being created this year is going to get filled with something more exciting, more fun, more productive. And the other part of your year this year is to make some really major decisions. It's like you're saying, what do I want to keep in my life? Who do I want to keep in my life? And do I want to keep doing what I've always done? Or do I want to move on and do something else? Do I want to put other people in charge of what I've always done so I don't disappoint the people that I've been working with? But where is my attention? What's going to bring me joy? And where do I want to move now? So like the business you have now, you may turn over and somebody else almost totally runs it for you. It just has your name still behind it. But you're being focused on what do I want now? What's important for me now? What brings highlight to me now? What's going to help me get out of bed today? And so it's like you're moving in a new direction. And like just keep remembering, as you close one door, you open another door. Okay, any questions on that?
Awesome. What about my book?
You know, it'll come out. I don't think it's coming out quite as fast as you want it to, but you'll get it out. And just remember awesome. That everything's always in divine timing. I think it's going to take a little longer than what you think, but you'll get it done. Because once you set your mind to something, according to your name, there's nobody that can get in your way and make it stop.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Always good chatting
Thank
with you,
Thank you so much. It's so good to hear with you. Yes.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye. Nancy from North Carolina, thank you for your patience. What can I do for you tonight?
Just want to say about the new year with
okay.
my name.
You're always concerned about the finances and where the finances are coming from and where they're going from or where they're going to, okay? So I want to say this is a year for you to be restrictive on yourself with finances, okay? And you want to be restrictive in the first half. It's not like they're going to be horrible, but you want to be restrictive in the first half because you're going to need some of that for the second half, okay?
Oh, Lord.
And I'm not going to put a scare in you. I'm going to say it's not that you're not going to have enough, but if you are too free with yourself in the first half, you're going to feel like you don't have enough in the second half, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And remember, it's a feeling. You're always being taken care of. All right? But you don't like to be restricted financially. And so...
No, I don't.
I just want you to be conservative the first half so that when you realize all the inflation that's coming starting in September, that you don't go, oh, my gosh, I thought I had this, but now I don't. Because you're being conservative. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And that way you'll have your freedom because freedom is also important to you to be able to do what you want to do. And if you're conservative in the first half, you have the money to do what you want to do in the second half.
Yeah, hopefully I'll get to go somewhere. I've been trying to go somewhere since the last year and haven't been able to go.
April, May, best months this year to travel. If not, you got to wait till November. Okay?
Oh, Lord. Okay. Yeah. How about my health?
Hold on, let me look. I wasn't looking at that because what jumped out was your finances for this year. Okay. You just got to watch your immune system. That's the only thing that's in here.
Yeah, I've had thyroid problems the last few years, and I'm on thyroid medicine, and I'm on my sixth one now trying to get adjusted.
You know what? If you would write me, I'm at info@knowthename.com. I will let you know what to do for that because that's not in your name, which means you can get rid of it. Okay?
Well, I don't have my thyroid. They took it.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what to do for that, okay?
Okay.
So that'll make that easy because that's not in your name. That shouldn't be a problem for you.
Overall, does the year look a lot better considering the last few that I've had?
Oh, it looks much better than the last year's. But it's not as good as 2001 and 2002 are going to be. I mean, 2002 and 2003 are going to be for you even better than 2001. 2001 has a few bumps.
That sounds good.
It's got a few bumps in the road that you're going to go, oh, wait a minute. Okay? But 2002, 2003 are fairly smooth running for you. Okay?
Yeah, I've had a lot of heartbreak the last 2 years and stuff, so I'm ready for something good.
Well, this one's a bit better. Think of it as this one's being a bit better, but the next 2 years after this one are really nice. Okay?
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, so you can look forward to that. Like I said, write me on your thyroid. I'll be glad to help you with that afterwards, okay? Because the thing with you and your name is your immune system, that you always want to keep it strong. Okay?
And how do I find out about that?
Info, short for information, at knowthename.com. It's KNOW.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Thanks for calling
in, Nancy. Thank you.
Stephanie, welcome to Let's Find Out. What can I do for you?
I would just like for you to tell me what you see for this year for me.
I see change, 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 change. It's a time for you to really focus on family and for you to really focus on yourself. It's like you've got to take time for you and a lot of time for you and just really focus on what you want this year. Because you are setting up this year what you want the next 9 years to be like. So this is a really important year for you.
Okay.
Okay, because you go cycle. Go ahead.
I do a lot of redoing of furniture that's very unique. Can you tell me anything about that?
First of all, what you're doing is in demand, but enough people don't know about you.
Right. And I don't know where to go or where to advertise or
start. I would suggest getting a YouTube channel. And I know this is going to sound very common, but I really think it'll work for you. You get a YouTube channel and you start just showing before, during, and after pictures of what you're doing. Like, so you're literally making short, quick videos of here, I've just gotten this piece to do, and now I'm this far along, and now I'm this far along. And so you make videos that are showing progressions of what you're able to do. And I think you'll start people that want you to do work, even that are at a distance, that are willing to just have a moving company bring you their stuff to do. Okay, the other thing you can do is get on a local channel, again, and say, you know, here's what I've done, and this is what you can do with your furniture, and this is what you could do or have done, you know, to improve, you know, what you have and make it look great again. Because radio, see, they can't see the pictures though, but television, they're always looking for something every new show to have people feel good. And especially on Fridays, there's a lot of feel good Fridays out there. Okay. So, and you can slot, but just know that most television shows only take you for about 3 minutes. If you can get six minutes, you've done incredibly well. Every time I'm on, I'm always aiming for that six. They always guarantee you three, and I'm aiming for the six.
Okay.
And any minute they give you more than three, they're taking from somebody else. That's why. Go ahead.
Oh, Okay. Do you see me moving or anything this year or anytime soon?
I'm not saying you can't, but I don't see it.
Okay. Because I'm just concerned they're going to start raising our taxes real high.
Yes, but you're going to, it's like you don't want to move, Stephanie. It's like you're moving out of fear, not because of out of desire. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and I don't see you have to move. I see just more people need to know about your work because you do good work. And so the other thing I'd call everybody up that you've ever done their work for them and say, could you recommend me to three of your friends? Or start giving like short workshop demos where you're teaching people online how to do something and that they've got to pay you to be able to watch that demo. You know, you want to learn how to do this? Here, I'm giving this demo.
Yeah. Do you think, have you ever heard of this app called the Nextdoor app?
Yes.
And,
yeah.
You know, I put some of my stuff on there and have had a little bit of success, but not sure if I should continue to do that.
That doesn't hurt. Okay. It doesn't hurt to do that. But I would do something like on social media. I would do something like calling previous customers and clients and saying, do you know of anybody who could utilize my help? You know, I would go to antique stores and ask if they need anything refurbished, or secondhand furniture stores, and say, is there anything in here that you could get a lot more money for if it was just taken better care of?
Okay.
Get out there and start selling yourself. I don't see anything wrong with your work at all. In fact, you got the perfect name for what you're doing. The problem is you're not marketing yourself.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Just start marketing yourself. You'll have more than enough work.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that answers my questions for me then.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, Stephanie, if you'll write me an email and send me your link and some information and a few pictures, I will put it out to the people on my list that live in your state. How's that for a deal?
Oh, that'd be very helpful. Thank you. I'd appreciate that. And where do I write that out?
info@knowthename.com.
Okay, info@knowthename.com. Okay, that'd be good.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for calling in, Stephanie.
All right. Thank you. You too. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. And Karen and Misty, if you would please give my producer your phone information and how to call you, I will be glad to give you this information. You waited so long online, you know, waiting to get in, and I just ran out of time. I still want to give you that information, though. So if you would please real quickly give my producer your phone numbers, I will be glad to call you. All right. So what's coming next on How Elizabeth Has It? She always likes to end with a meditation. And so she's going to start with Peace Begins by Elizabeth Hepburn and then go into the meditation. And then she does this COVID healing and then with Freedom with Richard Shulman. And I want to thank all of you for listening to Let's Find Out. Again, this is your guest host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. My website is knowthename.com. And thank you for listening.
Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness,
a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you.
When Johnny Jones was serenading Mary, he sure could quote a lot of poetry, but he'd much rather tell her what he learned in his speller when they both attended PS 33.
A.
You're adorable.
B.
You're so beautiful.
C.
You're a cutie full of charms.
D.
You're a darling. And
E.
You're exciting.
F.
You're a feather in my arm.
G.
You look good to me.
H.
You're so heavenly. You're the one I idolize.
J.
We're like Jack and Jill.
K.
You're so kissable.
L.
Is the love light in your eyes. M. N. O. P.
You could go on all day.
Q-R-S-T.
Alphabetically speaking, you're okay. You
made my life complete.
V
means you're awfully sweet. W-X-Y-Z. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you. to tell
us what
I mean.
Uh-huh.
To tell you what you mean to me.
We love you alphabetically.
This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm inviting you to join us worldwide to help strengthen and build our immune systems against any and all out-of-bounds materials that may come our way. Visualize a sacred flame inside you. It sits between the middle of your hips and your navel. You can feel the energy coming in from this flame. It's very present and very alive. The color of this flame is amber, representing the new double helix energy that flows in from the center of the universe. Feel this powerful fifth dimension energy rising up from the second chakra to fill the solar plexus chakra at your navel. Know that this healing energy is arising from the flame and merging with your own kundalini as well as your inner fire. Let the top of the flame begin to rise until it reaches your navel. The top of the flame comes to a fine point. If you follow the flame down, it gets wider, encompassing the second chakra. While its tip reaches your navel, your flame is spreading below, filling your abdomen. This is the receiving chakra, and you are choosing to receive this energy flowing in from the fifth dimension to help you stay centered, clear, well-balanced, and healthy. It encourages the body not to allow any foreign matter to penetrate it. Allow this flame to rise until the tip reaches the center of your chest, which is your heart chakra. The new heart chakra is a brilliant yellow, so we're allowing the amber flame to pierce through the solar plexus, which is now your green chakra, and up to the heart center, which is the brilliant yellow. And it will expand up to your 10th chakra, which is your new heart center. Now that the tip of the flame has reached the heart, see how your center solar plexus chakra is being filled with this light as well. As you feel the nourishing and expanding warmth of your inner flame, you also sense that things are being consumed by the fire, such as fear, impatience, judgment. All the negative forces that are within you are now being consumed by the fire, and the love of the universal love, is spreading throughout that area. Sense that things being consumed are your limiting thoughts, your limiting beliefs, feelings, and the patterns that you don't need around you. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath into your abdomen and allow this burning to take place. Let the flames fill the hollow of your stomach with positive and powerful energy. As the widening flame engulfs the center of your heart, feel that flood of tingling energy as your heart wounds are mended. Now let the flame continue its rising. It's going to begin to go out the center of your back and form a circle. It reaches up over the top of the head and pierces the 10th chakra about 20 feet above you. And then it falls down again and back to the fourth chakra, the heart center. Then back out through the back and up into the 10th chakra. This is the amber flame of light, the new fifth dimension love center. It's called the circle of light. Breathe into it. Let the flame continue its rising. The tip is traveling up from your heart, going into your throat, going into your shoulders, going into your lungs with its healing heat. Feel how your body is now immersed with the pure life center energy, with aliveness, with passion, with creative energy. Breathe that in. Feel the warmth, feel the joy, and feel the love. Know that you are centered, whole, and complete. Now you can begin your new mantra. May I always be present to show the path of light and love to the pathless and the suffering, wanderers of life. If they should not understand or be open to this inner realization, May I abide in patience from the death of loving kindness. May I continue to carry your love throughout the day, and may it touch the heart of anyone that I see, interchange with, talk to, or think about. I lovingly send this light to all of my loved ones, my family members, and the people that matter, as well as to the others that I do not know. May I be aligned with my soul purpose and aligned with everyone I meet in this light of love, kindness, joy, and wellness. May I create a plan of action helping to accomplish the healing and removal of any negative energy that has come forth on the planet to destroy the body. My body is my temple. It is filled with your light every day. Thank you, Spirit, for being with me, for supporting me, and for supporting this purpose. May this energy, the fifth dimension energy of amber light, clear any blocks that are stopping me from knowing, achieving, and living for my divine purpose. May I discover the secret of how to keep this energy and alignment within me, moving ahead as I walk my path throughout the year. Thank you for your kindness to me and for the world. Thank you for your presence in our lives, even when we are scared and concerned. Thank you for your patience, your understanding of our struggles, and for your joy of being in our lives. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your vast and deep understanding. Thank you, God, for all of this and more that you pour forth to us without end. In the name of the heart, the head, and the hand, I send blessings to all unseen people and all people that are dear to me and all people that have ever touched my life. I know that I am strong. I know that I am centered. I know that I am love. I know that I receive love. I know that I give love. And I know that I am. And so it is.